You're tuned
wonderful, into... majestic world around us. It's time for Dear Science. Well, thanks to MOTAT, the museum inspiring the innovators.
It's actually not time for Dear Science. I just pressed a button twice. But that's fine. Tēnā koutou katoa, ko mili toku ingoa, no mai haere mai, ki te wire mō tēnei rā. Kia ora and welcome to The Wire for Ratu Tuesday. I'm your host Millie. I'll be with you for the next hour alongside my producer Beth. E whaiaki nei, coming up on the show, we've got a perfect Dear Science with Joel Rindelob. Beth speaks to Lakesh Padhai from the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Auckland about the Three Waters overhaul. I have my weekly catch-up with Dr. Shane Reddy from the National Party regarding Chris Hipkins' newly announced budget, as well as National's plans with the agriculture industry. I also spoke to Angela Meyer from the Gender Project on the latest largest study into single parents in Aotearoa that was released this morning. And lastly, friend of the Tuesday Wire, Jack Cormack Neto, spoke to epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker about the fourth wave of COVID that New Zealand is experiencing right now. Hea ha whakaro, I would love to hear your thoughts on any of these pieces, so get in touch, tukubatui mai, text in on 5395, or wae mai rane, give us a call in studio on 309 3879. As per usual, you can catch all of these stories and more by podcast on the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com. Anyway, let's get into Dear Science with no intro, but we can go bow, 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 bow. Hello, Joel.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey.
Welcome to Dear Science.
There we go.
That's our intro.
Yeah, we got a new one.
It's pretty good. I mean, we might have to workshop it a little bit, but it's like, it's top tier.
It's nearly there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you've got a bit of a cute one this week.
Well, that's all in the eye of the beholder.
Ooh.
Because I first want to ask you, are you a cat person or a dog person?
Cat. Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Yeah. We're not at war here.
I'm seeing eyes on me. Like, that was the wrong answer.
Wrong answer, Millie.
What about you, Beth?
Cat.
Cats. Okay.
Yeah, it's always been cats.
Nice.
What about you?
Well, I don't want to steal someone else's answer, but it might be both.
Mm. Yeah.
I grew up with a dog, so I was very dog heavy. And then I moved to Aotearoa, New Zealand. And like the last three flats I've been living in, I've all had cats. Mm. And the latest one goes by the name Martin, and he's basically a dog. Like you walk into the room and he just lays on his back and demands you scratch his tummy.
That's I have a cat called Po, and he's very dog-like. You know, you take him for walks.
Wow. Mm. On a leash?
No, he just sort of follows you around. Like, he's... Yeah.
Wow.
He's a cool cat.
It sounds like it.
Mm. Yeah, I've got a cat called Jethro, and he's one crazy little thing.
A crazy cat, huh?
Yeah, crazy very cat. Crazy. And speaking of crazy cats, you've got some research on why cats get the zoomies.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk today about cats, a little bit of dogs as well for some of those.
For balance.
For both.
A bit of a balance out there. But yeah, cats, they have some pretty funky behaviors. And one of them, as you mentioned, the zoomies. So this is where your cat might just be sprinting around, like you think it's going to run right into the couch, but it like ducks out at the last second, just sprinting up and down the stairs. Those are what we call the zoomies. Dogs get these too as well.
Yeah.
And so you may be wondering, what in the heck is going on here, Jethro?
Yeah.
And so researchers have looked into this and... Well, of course, there is a higher level of excitement that may be from a few different factors, especially seen in dogs. They get the zoomies when they're excited and they want to play, or they see someone like another dog that they want to hang out with. Mm. So that is a popular reason. Another reason for in cats is if they take a large bowel movement.
Oh.
It actually stimulates their vagus nerve and gets them... a little bit excited in the end.
Oh. Wow. So is it like time to go hunting because the hunting has passed through?
The researchers believe that it basically it stimulates that nerve and then can cause different excitement level in these cats.
Wow. Mm. I don't like the evil zoomies, though. Sometimes they get those and they attack
They
you.
Attack?
Yeah.
They wrap their, like, paws around your arm and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do they ever do the kneading thing? Have you seen that? Where they, like,
yes.
one paw at a time and, like...
The baking bread.
Yeah, kind of like baking bread. It's kind of harder to describe if you don't have a cat or have seen it, but they're basically...
Kneading the dough.
Yeah.
Kneading the dough.
They expand their paws out and they like stamp on you one at a time.
Yeah.
Scientists have also looked into that behavior.
Have they?
And this one actually goes back to like early kittenhood of these cats because paws actually have sensory glands. So they can do that to their mothers to release pheromones and say, like, hey, make me some of that good milk.
I did hear that it was like a milk thing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so some cats have, of course, kept that trait throughout their lives and will do that to some of their owners. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they want your milk, but it does mean that they have a bond and they like you and that they're trying to say, hey, yo, you're my people.
So baking the biscuits on the skin is all about loving people.
That's the idea. So if these describe any of your cat behaviors, there are reasons for it.
Yeah. I don't like it when they get the claws out, but they're having a need.
Sometimes it's a bit painful.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, jump up on your lap and really dig in.
But owning a cat is kind of suffering. They really just come in for food.
Are you trying to tell me cats are a-holes?
Maybe. They're just a little bit, but they're lovable.
That's why I respect them.
I was reading somewhere that a slow blink from a cat is that they trust you and like you.
I don't have any peer-reviewed literature on that particular behavior.
I read that too somewhere.
Yeah, it's how to get to cats to like you.
Just... slow blink.
Well, we'll have to dig into that one a little bit deeper.
Part two.
Cannot confirm or deny at this point. But I did mention cats are a-holes, right?
Yes.
Does that mean when you talk to them, are they just ignoring you? Or do they actually have no idea what you're trying to tell them?
I hope they're not ignoring me on purpose. Because that's some sad walks down the street otherwise.
Well, go ahead. I'm just thinking about cats absolutely having no interest in what I'm talking about.
But they say that they do distinguish voices.
They do. They can. A recent paper that was published in the journal Animal Cognition suggests that cats can actually differentiate their owner's voice.
Right.
So they did three different experiments. They had a small sample set, so it was only like 16 cats. But what they tested was they would have the owner call their name and then a stranger call their name.
Right.
And so when the owner called their name, they saw an increase in like tail wagging. Their ears would shift towards the sound and their pupils would dilate. So these were the metrics they were using to see that the cat definitely understood that person's voice.
Oh, they must understand, because often you'll get home and the cat will come like running from somewhere, the void.
But no, they sprint out. You know when you see the little eyes?
Yeah.
Just the glowing eyes.
Oh, well, that's really interesting research. I wonder.
Yes. And they can differentiate how you talk to them as well versus how you talk to other people. So the next part of the experiment was that they had the owners say, can I get a how do you talk to Jethro?
I'm like, oh, you know, do you want your food?
Okay, now how would you talk to me if my name was Jethro?
Hey, Jethro. What science have you got for us this week?
So that's exactly what they play to the cat, like call Jethro in your cat voice and then pretend it's actually someone, a human Jethro. And they would pay more attention when there was a cat voice versus a human interaction voice, even though it was from the owner both times.
Wow.
Is that because we use cat voices and they, like, it's become, like, you know, they respond to it because we use it, or is that because it's they respond to it better?
I believe it's because that's the way that they're always
talked to.
Mm. So that's what they're used to. So they can differentiate how you talk to different people. Cats.
I'd say whether you were doing it consciously or unconsciously, you change your voice a little bit to talk to a cat.
Mm.
You know, it's probably not as obvious as mine. I can't believe you got me to do that on the radio.
I'm sure Jethro is listening at home like, wait, what's going on?
He is very cute. And you have another point here that we should keep them in the house where the radios are.
So they can hear your...
So they can hear me calling to them.
So this is exactly the thing. And there has been some research recently in the U.S. at the University of Maryland, but also Forest and Bird is also very interested here in Aotearoa. And the cat's impact on the environment and especially native species.
Mm.
So cats are popular in Aotearoa. We have about a 40% of people own them.
Wow, which is high.
One of the highest rates in the world. Do you want to guess what the highest is? Which country?
Japan.
This is a hard, because there's like 187
really
choices.
This is really difficult. Yeah, I'm going to say France, maybe.
All right, so if you take the average of those two locations, right in the middle is Russia.
Really?
I was going to say Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At like 59%. So more than half of Russians own a cat.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. But they do have a big impact, like especially here where we have, you know, endemic species. And
yes. And so this is, of course, an issue because cats are, as we've established, they're a-holes. They like to kill things.
Yeah.
It's just part of their nature, and they bring it back into the house, but only about like 25% of the things that they kill.
Mm-hmm.
Just for sport. And so it's estimated here in Aotearoa that cats are responsible for over 1 million deaths to native bird species.
That's bad.
Is that yearly?
Yes.
Oh.
So that's not very good.
No.
And... Oh. This is a bit of a contentious issue because about a third of cat owners insist on keeping their cats outside.
Right, so not allowed into the house.
They would prefer of them to be outside, or they do not believe in the idea of restricting them indoors.
Wow. Oh, we have to work on that, New Zealand.
Mm.
So there are some ideas where you can maybe make yourself a catio.
Oh, cute.
Little outside contained area, so they do have a little bit of fresh air to work with.
Yeah, but with no bird feeders on the catio.
Mm.
That's a recipe for disaster. Just if you're drafting one.
And so in the study at the University of Maryland in the U.S., they saw very similar type of behavior where a lot of people they like having cats outside because, oh, they'll take care of the rat problem, but they didn't see any statistical correlations that rat populations decreased when cats were around. So they suggested, well, maybe rats are just better at hiding when they know a cat is there. But they did see that native species like birds did deplete in areas that had high cat populations. And that, this was more of an issue in the U.S., where they would hang out with raccoons a lot, which are the highest vector of rabies in the U.S., so there's disease danger as well as physical danger to cats when they are outside the house.
Yeah, yeah. And I've noticed there's a big surge in feline AIDS in New Zealand.
Feline AIDS?
Yeah. You can get feline AIDS.
My goodness.
Well, I hope not.
Well, not us.
Okay, I was going to say it.
I went to a shelter the other day and there was one and they said it must be kept inside at all times for the rest of its life. Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of cats have bounced back. We've had some really cute cat texts. Never heard of a police cat. Dogs are better than cats. That's their argument. There is a police cat, though. It's the Auckland police cat.
Yeah, take that.
And also, my cat used to wait by the door when they were due home from work. Yeah, good cat ticks. Yeah.
Those well, are some solid cat ticks.
I hope this inspires people to just do nothing for the rest of the afternoon except look up cat videos.
Yeah, yeah. Cancel your plans. Take a sick leave off work. Cat videos. Well, thank you, Joel. That was a very enlightening, dear science.
Dare I say it was possum?
It was possum, and it was perfect.
Mm.
I stole that from you, by the way.
That wasn't my email last night. Well, thank you, Joel. Thank you, Motet. Thank you, thank science. You.
Well, I didn't know that before. Dear Science, thanks to MOTAT, the museum inspiring the innovators of tomorrow.